George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, from all around the country, all around the world, Canada, you name it, it's your time. Phone calls with our guest Stephen Quayle right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Stephen Quayle. Stephen, with prophecy, are they things that will be or can be?
Well, in this case that we're talking about are things that will be. You know, some people say, well, all the prophecy's been fulfilled back at the, 70 A.D., but the time was never in the history of the world where we're being subjected to that no man might buy, sell, or trade except he has a mark. You know, we're moving towards a cashless society. We're moving at light speed to RFID. We're moving now at light speed to genetic alterations. And as you know, George, from my work with the Genesis 6 giants, the fact that the alien card, as I see it, are fallen angels messing with the human genome to try and make what's called a transhuman, in other words, something beyond humans. And I think Jesus said it really appropriately. He said men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for looking after those things coming upon the earth. And he also stated that there's going to be great earthquakes in diverse places. And then obviously you know of the situation with the Battle of Armageddon. And, you know, we're actually seeing, I have a friend that travels the world showing and selling different defense products all over the world. And he said, Steve, men will sit down and share a beer or a drink with you. This guy doesn't drink, but this is what he said. And they will literally sell you anything that you can pay for. And he says, when I'm in Arab nations, when I'm in, you know, former Eastern Bloc nations, he said it's like a giant party. But yet the guys you're sitting down are selling you weapons that are ultimately going to kill untold millions of people. He said it's surrealistic. And I think that's the time period we're living in, George, because again, these individuals that have so much money and so much power, they're under the impression that in order to bring in this new world order, they have got to destroy the old world order. And you know, I got to tell you something. It's amazing to me that the name of Jesus is now taboo. I mean, you know, look, the bottom line is that everyone wants to talk about prophecy, but when it comes to the prophetic nature of the New Testament or the Old Testament prophecies being fulfilled, it's like something that you can't talk about. And the very people that want to destroy everybody aren't quote-unquote Christians. The Christians are being vilified. I tell people this, that there's an equation. It's called I, the letter I, V, Victor, N, Nancy, V, David, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And we're seeing the very same things going on. Look, this nation now, right, wrong, or indifferent, what are we doing? We're making people chattel, and we're not appreciating the incredible country that we have and the incredible people that have made an incredible country. Now we want to basically make everybody work for the Erie Canal so they literally owe their soul to the company store. You know, and again, that's what I am seeing, and that's coming at breakneck speed. There's no way to compete with the Chinese in the labor market. There's no way to compete in the information technology. And China just met with India in the last 2 days and said, we're going to rule the world in the information technology business. The United States has wrongly given China our entire patent base. So everything that you can bet that has ever been patented in the United States is being looked at. And now we've provided, I'm afraid, the keys to our own undoing and all the technology that will ultimately be turned against us. And I can tell you, this border issue, God bless the Minutemen, because they're not vigilantes. They're just men and women that are saying, look, we just can't have our property and everything we've worked for all of our lives destroyed. And I think that it's a sad state of affair when elected officials accuse Americans who are trying to protect their life, their limb, and their property of being vigilantes. Poor choice of words, and it shows a contempt for the common man versus the state. In this day and age, we are coming into a similar time period as to Caesar's Rome. The whole problem with Caesar is he believed he was God. Obviously, anybody who worshipped a different god than Caesar was an enemy of the state. And unfortunately, that's what martial law brings us to. Martial law brings us to the point, as all dictators, they become God, and if you don't toe the line, you're dead. And that's my deepest concern, to answer your question.
Let us go to the phones now. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on with Stephen Coyle.
George, this is Mia from Milwaukee calling.
Hello, Mia.
Yes, I'm delighted to talk to you tonight. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening.
Yes, I'd like to ask you, Stephen, your thoughts on Sharon wants the U.S. now to intercede with the nuclear problem now that is bubbling in Iran. And I want to know what you feel about this hot spot now. They showed a numerous amount of surveillance tonight, George and Stephen, and it has a lot of hot spots of absolute nuclear activity. How it's going to tie in with Armageddon, Stephen, and could this be part of what could be happening with all this Antichrist and the false prophet? And I'll get off the phone. I enjoy the show immensely tonight. Thank you.
All right, Mia, thank you.
That's a fabulous question. As Mia has pointed out, George, it's my contention, you've heard me say this, that the reason that the United States also has been in kind of a lull for covert open attacks by all the different sleepers that are in this country is it centers around Iran. When Iran goes, as they have stated, they are going to pull out all stops. It is my contention that Iran funds the majority of Middle Eastern terrorism. They have already given Hezbollah, I'm being told, the go-ahead to open up a northern front against Israel. Hezbollah is funded by Iran, has 13,000 missiles. The United States now is pressuring Israel for the first time in the history of, Israel's history since 1948, its contemporary history, to give up its nuclear weapons. And now we've got a situation where Ariel Sharon made the statement that he fears for a civil war. Did you see that?
He's saying,
Ariel Sharon is saying that there is going that Israel is on a verge of a civil war. So in answer to Mia's question, isn't it funny that everybody's fighting over a relatively little piece of land in the Middle East, and there's a prophecy in the Bible that God says he will absolutely trouble those who trouble themselves with Jerusalem. I don't understand why Jerusalem, it's the city of the king, and obviously for those who believe that Jesus is literally coming back, He's going to ultimately rule in Jerusalem, but before he does, the Antichrist does, and at some point, the Catholic Church, and I'm talking now from Catholic prophecy from their own prophets, they're very concerned that the black pope, and I don't mean the color of his skin, but the black pope becomes the false prophet and gives his power unto the beast, who's the Antichrist. the word antichrist means taking the place of Christ. But most people, I think it means against. Well, obviously he's against, but anti means in place of Christ. So now we've got the situation. If you look at the world, in my opinion, Jesus, his words have never been more appropriate when he said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. And I can tell you, George, you can say any name you want, you can do anything you want, but a hush comes over the land when you even mention the name of Jesus.
Would you consider yourself a researcher or a psychic?
A researcher. I categorically, do not rely on what are called the latent powers of the soul. That's a whole other story. But I believe that God gives understanding and inspiration through the Bible. That's how I got into this whole Genesis 6 thing, you know? And I believe that God literally speaks to his people. And some people say, and I've argued with rabbis, I've argued with Catholic cardinals, I think I can argue with everybody you can argue with on the planet. The point is that Jesus either is who he says he is, and history records him, and if he is, then the bottom line is, if he's the one telling more of us, or more about what's going to happen in the end times, it's not that the Christians are going to try and make it happen. I got news for everybody. You can't make happen what's going to happen. Is it inevitable? I believe it is inevitable from the standpoint, unless human nature were to change, and the evil that rules in men's hearts were to change, then we might have a chance. But unfortunately, the evil only breeds more evil, and that's why I meant when I wrote to you, the supernatural, the unseen hand. I'm on record as stating, and I stated this before all the weird anomalies started showing, that our eyes are going to see things that we've never seen before because mankind is tampering with the very fabric of the electromagnetic realm of existence. In other words, as we turn up HARP and every other electromagnetic weapon we've got, every scalar weapon, we're actually opening up dimensional doorways that are allowing the entrance into our estate or into our realm of some incredibly evil things. So when you go and you read about the bottomless pit and you read about the entities that are released in the last days, I can tell you this, whether you're looking at rods, whether you're looking at aliens, whether you're looking at all this stuff, we are now living in a time period where what most people used to think was medieval mythology is now coming into supernatural reality.
Let's go to our wild card line. It's your turn on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Miami.
Well, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, to be honest, when I first heard the nuclear suitcase thing, I was kind of skeptical about how good this show was going to be. But, George, you just outdid yourself.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I got to tell you, when I first heard about the possibility of suitcase nukes in July of last year, I was skeptical. Now I'm not sure anymore.
Well, you guys threw me for a loop when you went on the religious aspect over this last break because I was on hold and I wasn't prepared for that. And the question I have actually originates around Yucca Mountain. This debate has been going on for, 8 years now? Everybody already knows that there's a major water table underneath Yucca Mountain.
Absolutely.
We already know that we cannot house even nuclear waste for the half-life that it's going to supersede.
How many millions of people rely on that water in the Southwest, too? How many? It's uncountable.
Not only that, but we get to the Miami Circle, of all things, and symbols that we no longer recognize. And once even double that half-life is come into play, we don't know if the people in the future are even going to recognize what they have in store for them. But if that's too scary, and my question actually originated around why people are still pushing for storing things there. But if that's just too scary, go ahead and say about martial law and why perhaps overpopulation might be a key factor.
You're right on both fronts. I'll let you listen on the radio. What do you think of the Yucca Mountain controversy? And, of course, there have been a lot of fraudulent things done, fraudulent reporting in that thing, Stephen.
Well, first of all, we're not even considering the severe earth changes that are going to happen. Understand, George, I don't even count a 9.0 earthquake unless it were to happen under Tokyo or L.A. as severe. I'm talking 10 point and above. You cannot contain nuclear materials. You get seepage, you get leakage, and with the water tables, I'm on record as stating also that the water tables in this country are going to rupture. I think it's absolutely idiotic to place any harmful materials, chemicals, nuclear, anything, in the area of water table. I'm also, you and I've talked about it, fresh water is going to be the premium in the coming years. It's going to be so much of a premium that already there's a move underway by the United Nations to get control of all the fresh water and to tax, as you probably are aware, you know, water wells.
It'll be a resource like oil.
It will. And see, the thing is, if you figure out what you pay for drinking water right now, then, you know, $3 gasoline a gallon.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, you know, but here's the thing. I believe that we have lost any long-term focus. Everything is so a gratification, instant gratification. And it even has been accelerated with every new advance in computing speed. You know, what you used to think was incredibly fast no longer is fast enough. And I have a great definition. I believe it's heavenly, that the best thing I know for lust, whether it's lust for money, power, sex, you name it, whatever lust is, it's the appetite of demons expressed through humans. It's the same argument that we've talked about on the air before. When people say, oh, they don't believe in God, they believe the aliens created us. I say, then why would aliens with advanced civilization, supposedly, advanced technology, show up on Earth to basically fool around with Earth women and to basically, you know, probe? And obviously, you know, when we see the grays, they obviously look like they're sexless. I said, look, this is just like incubus and succubus in the Middle Ages. And it's getting into a place now, George, where even the world leaders, I can tell you this, that the majority of world leaders don't just sit and read technical manuals. They're deeply into the world of spiritism. And there are good spirits and there are evil spirits.
And some into the occult.
Yep, and the occult. And here's something that people, the word occult means hidden, okay? And this is the interesting thing, that we are seeing contempt for mankind on a level that I've never seen it before, okay? And I believe that's supernatural. I believe that the entire movement behind genetic engineering, not that everybody that's involved in it, there are people that really have good motives, but the true unseen hand is supernatural to destroy the image of God that's in man and to turn us into some basically cyborg that can do the bidding of the New World slave masters. I coined a word. I got frustrated one night, and I said, I need a word. And the word I got was techno-serf, meaning technology will turn us into a bunch of serfs. And we're going into basically an accelerated role of feudalism. Look, a person cannot pay off 27% interest in their credit cards. And in the world of Islamic banking, usury or interest is forbidden.
But they do charge now.
But they do charge.
Yep.
But I'm just saying this, is that the point that is being made is that we are, by all of the factors that are affecting our lives right now, we are becoming, and I think you would say this, we're becoming less and less free. There are more and more rules. I won't even fly on commercial airplanes anymore because I get so mad at when I see somebody frisking a 78-year-old woman with a cane. I absolutely am afraid I'm going to go off and then I get thrown in jail or something.
Yeah, you don't want that. West of the Rockies, you're on with Stephen Quayle. Hi there.
Hi, and good evening. Great show,
Thank you, George.
And Steve. I just wanted to say I really think that the infiltration has gone back for decades, if not centuries. I spent one too many nights with the Eyes Wide Shut crowd. It scared the life out of me. And I think when you look at how the anthrax issue wasn't answered, the put options issue wasn't answered on 9/11, I've worked with David Icke, I've talked to Sitchin, and Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones is right on the money. And I think these guys have infiltrated through their Ivy Leagues and their Skull and Bones, which, you know, Bush and the other candidate were both members of. These guys are entrenched in Washington. There's less than 24 clean senators or congressmen in Washington. I can tell you that from my contacts in the military and other agencies. And I'd just like to say that, you know, many, many centuries ago, if you thought the earth was flat, you were burned at the stake. We're suffering under cultural denial about what's going on, what Waco was about, what Oklahoma City was about, what 9/11 was about. And the information is there if people just want to get out of this cloud of denial and think about the future and get in a spiritual context. That's the only way we're going to see this through quickly and succinctly. And I think the Illuminati own and run the military-industrial complex, and they're just out for their own survival, and they don't care about the human factor.
Well, I think that is probably the most poignant statement of all, that they are out for their own personal gain. And you know what? I think what they really want these days now, Stephen, because they've got more money than God, they just want the power and the control. That's what they want. That's
everything,
what excites
everything
them.
Everything is control, George. Everything. And you know what? What the caller just made is a good point. You see, the you know, it's not a conspiracy, but if you believe anything other than the official party line, you're vilified. Okay, you are basically called all names in the book, and a conspiracy freak or whatever. Why, if everything looks like a skunk, walks like a skunk, acts like a skunk, and smells like a skunk, if you call it a skunk, why are you the bad guy?
Stay with us. We'll take the rest of your calls right here on Coast to Coast, Dan.
Get it in writing with the After Dark Newsletter. Subscribe by calling 1-888-727-5505. George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Our next Coast to Coast program, I've got Linda Bolton Howe flying into Los Angeles. We're going to have a roundtable discussion on UFOs with some great guests, Grant Cameron, Bruce McAbee, and Bob Wood. So make sure you're part of tomorrow's program with our UFO roundtable discussion. If you're not a member of the Filament Book Club, that means you haven't received your free email book. It's an electronic book. It's yours free when you subscribe and become a member of the Filament Book Club. You can call toll-free, here's the number, 1-888-95-E-BOOK, or Filament, F-I-L-A-M-E-N-T, bookclub.com. You can find the link right down there at the bottom of the homepage of coasttocoastam.com. A number of books you're able to download, put into that small computer, and read them whenever you want. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie, Stephen Quayle, our guest. Stephen, the Lucifer's Luggage, that has just come out just a few months ago, right?
Well, actually, George, it's at the printers right now, just because I held up, I needed to add some new information to it. So that's been done. So when people want to order it, they need to understand that, you know, we don't charge your card until we ship it, but they'll be getting it straight off the press. I actually had to add a whole new chapter to it, based on current breaking stuff that's behind the scenes.
All right, back to the calls we go. We'll pick it up by going to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello, George?
Yes, sir.
Ah, good. This is Terry in Dallas.
All right, Terry, go ahead.
Oh, by the way, if you don't quit having such good shows, I'll never get my book done.
well, hey, we're going to help you write it then, Terry.
Well, don't worry. You'll be in it. Hey, Stephen. I've always thought that if you give somebody $1 billion or so, they should be able to get most anything anywhere, and that includes a nuke into the United States. Easily, maybe not easily, but they should be able to do it. What would be your answer to somebody that doesn't believe they can do that? I mean, it doesn't compute with me.
Yeah, first of all, I tell people that don't believe that they've never sat down and talked with individuals that are so cold that Antarctic seems like the tropics that will sell anything. By the way, a suitcase nuke, a couple years ago, when I say a couple years ago, actually closer to 5 years ago, I mean, they could be had for $5 to $10 million. So yeah. You don't need $1 billion. To smuggle in the United States is kind of... basically, it's so simple that it defies logic. There is the Canadian border is so porous. You can bring them in by, when I say ship, I'm talking private yacht. As a matter of fact, George asked earlier about why haven't there been any 9/11 events. There was a 9/11 event that was foiled in Hawaii that was going to involve a private yacht, and that information came from someone in law enforcement, actually in Honolulu. So, the situation is that. You don't need $1 billion. Actually, you don't need much at all. And for about $5,000, and I don't mean to sound so sarcastic, not to in response to your question, but for $5,000, you could probably go down to any place if you had the knowledge. You could go to any place in Angola that Marburg has broken out. You could, you could do so much really negative stuff. And just by exposing yourself, if you wanted to, or not to expose yourself, but just to get the live virus, basically culture it. And again, I'm surprised at the stupidity of the West. It is absolutely remarkable to me that it's only, in my opinion, the grace of God. God has given America time to repent. America is not repenting. It's not turning from, when I say its wicked ways, the ways that we are absolutely walking in my opinion, are destructive, and I think our time has run out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, man.
Okay, thanks.
Night.
Appreciate you being on the phone. East of the Rockies, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Hi.
And Mr. Quayle. Thanks for the show tonight.
You are welcome.
Just a couple quick things, and then I'll get off the phone and listen. A couple years ago, there was a situation with the State Department putting out the names and pictures of 7 or 8 individuals and created this whole panic situation that they were wanted and didn't know where they were and thought they were some cell.
Oh, the Chinese. Right.
And then about a week later, you come to find, supposedly, there was nothing to it. And I was wondering if you would speak on that. And the other short thing was, Israelis spying in the U.S., there was, within, I guess, the last 18 months, there was supposedly a case near Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and one of the nuclear submarine bases off of Georgia, where some Israelis were supposedly caught down there. And I remember reading one of the articles about it that they were One group of them was taken to Atlanta, and essentially nothing was done to them. Is this a case of, well, it's a common occurrence, you know, we spy on other countries, they spy on us. Usually it just doesn't get caught or reported like that.
And one of the things I heard about that is they might have been checking the vulnerability of nuclear power plants, which is a strong possibility. Steve, did you hear any of that?
Yeah, and let me share this with you. I think the golden rule in the intelligence community is anything that's true, deny it. And I got to tell you, George, the situation is that everybody spies on everybody. You know, it's kind of a joke that when Israel says they're not spying on us, or we say we're not spying on Israel, or we're not spying on the Russians, or they're not spying on us. I mean, everybody knows that everybody spies on everybody because it's anticipating, you know, again, what your friend one day might turn out to be your enemy the next. The situation that went on in, for instance, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, obviously Oak Ridge is one of our nuclear facilities. And so, you know, what I've heard is very similar to basically what the conjecture has been, is that, you know, there were some vulnerabilities. I also heard that, and I think you and I spoke about this on your show, that the former head of Mossad had activated a bunch of Israeli agents to supposedly take out specific terrorists in the United States. Remember that we talked about?
I do remember that.
15,000. By the way, the gentleman that did that was ultimately murdered, and they called it an accident.
I did not know that.
Yep. So the point is that everybody spies on everybody, and the vulnerability, I think, is amazing. You know, again, I got to say this. I think that, you know, because of the nature of terrorism, and understand that to me, terrorists are puppets. There are some very powerful puppeteers. And obviously the terrorists may think they're working for A when C's really giving them the money behind the scenes.
Next up, first-time caller line, you're up with Stephen Quayle on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, Stephen. My name is Jamie, and I got to say it's a very fresh perspective. I'm used to considering the New World Order using the terror card in order to feed the war machine and erode our rights. It's interesting to see that there's actually a basis for the Iran nuke argument. A couple questions here. My first question has to do with timing. What is their ultimate agenda? Is it continued erosion of rights to make ushering in martial law easier upon the final straw? In other words, why don't they just go ahead and drop a dirty bomb right now in America? Why all this push to try to control these oil-rich countries? It's almost as if there's a timetable or an agenda that they can't stop something natural, maybe a natural disaster coming up.
Well, I think number one, they want to extract the last dollar possible. You know, and again, understand to these guys, money is not the end. Money is only a means to the end, and the end is power and control. The point is that when they're ready to pull the plug or press the button, I guess it'd be a better metaphor, they will do so. The timetable seems to be around the June date. Now, again, the June date could be disinformation, misinformation, or true information. And what I'm speaking about, George, is, you know, the situation that specific people from different parts of the intelligence world, even the Arabs are saying they expect it by June, so we'll see.
Another question I have for you is also, you've discussed spirituality quite a bit. I'm wondering if you're of the camp that our reality is illusory-based and we can create our own reality, do you see a polarization happening between those who can control their own reality and the sheep, so to speak?
I believe in objective reality. I don't believe one controls their own reality. I think that as again, you know, I believe there are absolutes, that God is absolute. I believe that people that say there are no absolutes have invalidated their argument because they could not make that statement unless they were, in essence, God-like themselves. So I don't believe we create our own reality, but I believe our response to objective reality, you know, if there's an illusion, I believe there's a third party or an external hand that can basically, if you will, almost put us into a matrix-like existence, and I believe that is the entity known as the devil.
Okay, thanks for that. Let's go next to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
My name is Tim. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Tim.
I had a question and a comment. I was wondering what you two guys thought about the new NBC show that came on tonight called Revelations.
I didn't see it. I've seen the trailers, of course, and we've been doing some advertising for them, sure.
Yeah, it solely deals with the Antichrist, Jesus, Armageddon. I was wondering what y'all's take is on a media that never wanted to mention God, Jesus, any religion or anything. Now putting Revelations and Armageddon out there on Wednesday nights. And it's going to be a weekly TV show. Just
Well, first of all, from what I've seen of the Revelation, the whole series, again, what they do is they won't stick to the, I would say, the accuracy of the Bible and the Word of God. They basically are twisting off my ideas that they're trying to capture, Mel Gibson's success with his movie, The Passion. And now Hollywood is figuring out that people have a spiritual hunger, and they're trying to cater to that. I did not watch it tonight. Unfortunately, I didn't see it. But the point is that when you take a look at end time movies, whether it's The Omen or any of the movies that have been produced, the bottom line is that ultimately they're trying to present spiritual principles and spiritual warfare with what I would call a very, very limited understanding of the whole basis of conflict. In other words, that there is good, there is evil, they're not the same thing, it's not the force of Star Wars, but it's definable, segmented evil, and the absolute, and I say that word, absolute, good that, is always trying to be accosted by evil in the world.
Let's go to our wild card line. Hi there, you're on with Steve Quayle.
Hello, this is Julie from West Virginia.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, I'm just wondering, and first of all, Stephen, you're an amazing author. Genesis 6 Giants is just, it's unbelievable, and everybody should check it out if they haven't already, but I'm just happy to have a chance to talk with you, and I want to thank you for all your research, for sure.
Well, thank you.
And I'm just basically wondering if you have any idea, like, what we can do as ordinary citizens to prevent the suspension of our Constitution, or how we can just, kind of make people more aware without sounding like we're completely paranoid delusional.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to copy articles that even the mainstream, the mainstream even once in a while can be honest, and they only hit on honesty. They don't, appropriate it usually. But I have found that if you let people, and not everyone will make the effort to read this stuff, but basically you've got to allow them to come to the conclusion that is obvious to you. And
right.
So I maintain that the most hard-hitting articles that illustrate, point blank, I think that's the only way you say, hey, look at this, read it at your own time.
Right.
But here's the thing. I think everybody's got to realize this. I believe, and obviously there are those that don't, that mankind is spiritual. I believe there's the evil spirits in the world, and there's the spirit of the living God. I believe that the eternal tug of war is for mankind. God will not violate any human being's free will. So a person's got to do an assay, if they will, of what is the input that they're allowing into their life. And, the bottom line is that, we're all going to ultimately eat the fruit of our own decisions. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people think that by remaining ignorant, they won't have to face the future that I don't believe is very promising at this point.
That's a great answer, and I got to tell you, I really have a lot of hope. I think that in a lot of ways we're becoming more and more aware, and I think that you can see that kind of everywhere. So, in the long run, I'm hoping that we wake up more and more and we actually start to do things to kind of, prevent this from happening.
All right, thank you. Stephen, even though some of the things you talk about are pretty darn doom and gloom, you've got a pretty big outlook about life, don't you?
I do. Let me share this with you, I'm not an escapist Christian, okay? I believe that, we make a difference, George. I'm really, I know this may sound funny, but I'm probably one of the more positive people in that I physically practice what I preach. I believe you try and make every bit of difference. You help those that need help, and I'm talking about genuine, I'm talking compassion, okay? I'm not talking about a sympathetic empathy. And I believe that, if people would understand that if they would once again regain that pioneer spirit, that personal accountability and responsibility, that things would be different. So I'm really, I get called Dr. Doom and worse than that, but the point is that it's not doom. To tell the truth is probably one of the most loving things you can do. It's sometimes, when you try and tell someone the truth that doesn't want to hear it, they see you as an enemy. And then as they start to ponder it, they see that what you want is their best interest. What I tell people, I can sum up everything. I want people to be victors and not victims. And I see that the New World Order crowd is going to do everything they can to destroy and, you know, have the plans and have the procedures in place to destroy 5.5 billion people. And while God is graciously giving me breath, I'm trying to warn, as a watchman, people to open their eyes and see where, if these things go to their natural conclusion, what it's going to mean for everyone's freedom, their kids or grandkids. And, you know, I mean, I love my kids. I love my grandkids now. And the thing is that I'm just trying to do everything I can to say, listen, people, don't let the steamroller roll you over. And that's I can sum it up in a nutshell.
What's going on with the microbiologists, Steve?
The microbiologists, here's what I want everyone to understand. The microbiologists that have been killed, okay, are being killed to literally rob the world of some of the smartest men and women that could have prevented the plagues that they've got planned, meaning they, the New World Order. You've got the Chinese who are making sure that they're involved in this whole process. The Russians, I mean, we've got so many people being killed, George, as you know, and the thing that binds them all together is they either worked in biological weapons labs or on biological, I would say, spin-off programs, and these were the who's who in the world that could identify genetically altered pathogens and could have produced vaccines or a treatment regime. And when I see these people dying, at this point, there have been no current microbiologists who have been murdered. The thing that separates microbiologists from others is the fact that it is a given amongst the New World Order people that the fastest way to destroy the planetary population is with the super plague.
Well, I'm telling you, some weird stories coming out. I talked to a friend of the late Dr. Eugene Malov, who, of course, was working on cold fusion, and that case is still not solved. That murder is not solved.
Right.
And he just thinks that there's something very weird going on in that story, too.
Well, there is, and let me tell you how that relates, okay? It's like the number one thing people don't want is when they have control is to ever, ever give up any of the power or the kick they get out of it. Malov was murdered because what he was doing with cold fusion, cold fusion's real, George, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's real. It's and the bottom line
it's real,
is,
it's cheap,
yep,
it's clean.
And so anything that would give mankind energy independence is obviously breaking dependence on them. He was simply murdered because of what he was finding and the studies and the different scientists were coming forth with their findings, and the powers that be that control the oil dollars just couldn't have that.
Stephen, great job. We'll talk to you next time, my friend, and I'm glad your wife is doing better.
And thank you very much. Good night. God bless you.
That's Stephen Quayle. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Harry Shelley, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. It'll be a roundtable discussion on UFOs. Until then, be safe, everyone.